My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on the Sunday morning. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Good morning, Georgia. Happy Father's Day to everybody in Woodstock.
Down in Woodstock.
Yeah.
Yeah, up Cherokee County. How y'all doing up there this morning? Happy Father's Day to the dad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me sit myself down here and get this show started there. Let me go throughout the show. We want you to remember this number. If we touch on something that you want to join us with, because we're going to put some stuff out there, and we'd like some feedback if you have the opportunity. 404-726-0929. Again, 404-726-0929. It was uttered amongst the three of us, Noel, Sam, and myself, while we were prepping for the show, is who was the best father-child sports combo? Because we said father-son first, but then you brought up, they got some daughters out there that
get it done. Some daughters of some dads. So, you know, throughout the show, you know, that.
Exactly.
And then also, what you doing for dad today?
Or dad, what you doing for yourself?
But what you doing for dad today? You know, like I said, you're getting them that pair of socks and
herbs.
You get a pair of socks and the tie.
That's the traditional stuff. That don't fly no more. You get a look.
Why would you get a look?
This all goes back to, you know, you messed this up, and we have to be able to talk about this guy for the humor as opposed to how he ended up. And so I bring up the name Bill Cosby again.
Okay.
There was that Cosby Show episode.
But we think about dads.
Yeah, exactly. We think about that episode where he was given gifts by the kids, and he put them all on, and he goes, "Now look at me." He had like a tie that lit up and some other crazy glasses.
But you know what? I had an uncle. I had an uncle that was that way, minister. He was a minister, passed away a few years back. And if you gave him a tie, he would put he was so thankful that you gave him something, first of all. He put it on. And it may not even go with the suit. But if you gave him a tie, he would be so thankful that you went. He just put it on right then and there. And I remember my sister and I gave him something one time. We said, "Well, no, they don't go. Oh, no, we're going to put this on." He goes, "Put it on right there, man."
Had a T-shirt on?
You know? No, he had a regular shirt.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying, he's going to put it on right then, you know. Well, some people receive it different ways.
They absolutely do. But you know, now in 2024, fathers, they want to let the kids know. No. And I guess it started, at least for me, I started hearing that after that episode of Cosby, where he put all the silly stuff on the kids at bottom throughout the years, and he put it on, and he goes, now, did y'all just meet me? it's like you don't even know me. So I think that if you give a silly gift or one of those gifts that you can tell were given to you as the kid was driving to your house and stopped at Walgreens.
Yeah, right, right.
One of them, you're going to let them know about it.
Because you don't do that for mom.
Exactly.
You put some thought into what you're getting from mom.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, hey.
Top Golf. A day at Top Golf. That'll work. I think most guys, even if you don't play golf, it's the camaraderie, it's the fellowship, and then you get to, it doesn't matter if you're there with a 9-year-old or somebody
And they got eats and drinks there.
Exactly. And TV. So you can see the games, all of that's going on. So make a call out to Top Golf and see if they got some open slots
for
you today.
Why not?
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.
Was it good Bob or bad Bob last night?
It was bad Bob. Listen, I'm going to tell you what.
You got to remind people why we mentioned good Bob.
We're talking about the goalie for the Florida Panthers, Hrabowski.
Yep.
Who is a great goalie. But he's
our friend Sean Beligian. Our friend Sean Beligian.
I was back and forth with him last night.
Yeah. But he tells him it depends on if it's good Bob or if it's bad Bob.
Yeah. He even texts us in a Canadian accent. he does. So anyway, I was back and forth with Beligian last night. I guess bad Bob showed up tonight. But I've said this to you, regardless of the sport, I don't think Florida is at all that upset. I think that they will get on the flight and get back to Miami,
mm-hmm.
Well, between my sunshine and sunrise. Feel like sunrise. It just wasn't our day.
Sunshine.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's between Lauderdale and Miami. I know that. That's all I know. But you want to get beat like that. The entire time I have been playing sports, organized, weekend, backyard, whatever it is, you want to get, if you're going to get beat, beat me by 10 runs. Because then I know that just wasn't my day. But it's the ones where you're 3-2. It's the one-run losses that you beat yourself up with. Because if you just did this, if you just did that, man, we could have won this game. But when you get smoked by 8-1, back up 10 yards and punt.
Yep, you know what I mean? But that was big for the folks up in Edmonton, you know, to win one there at home, too. 8-1.
Yeah.
My goodness, the final score on that one as they hit. They head back now to South Florida.
Isn't it ironic that the game 4 of both the NHL and the NBA finals kind of played out the way it did? In other words, the team that had been smacked around came up and won big.
Yep. Now let's see what's left.
Exactly.
Because you knew they had to dial up everything they had and just come out. You talk about the kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come out and just throw it all. You're there in front of your home folks. You don't want to go out. You don't want to get swept in front of your home folks. So, I mean, yeah, they went out and they played with a lot of heart last night. And they forced a fifth game.
All right, so we will be talking more NHL throughout the show. But, listen, the rivalry, the Yankees-Red Sox, the Bears-Packers, you know, you got one of those now going on in the WNBA. And it played out last night. And, listen, I have not seen Asia Wilson cried before, but she got misty last night. I don't know if you saw the post-game interview, her and Becky Hammon, and you can tell that she is, I mean, she's in it with every fiber of her being. Because you don't get emotional like that unless you give everything in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And she was even saying, I don't know why I'm crying. Dadgummit. And she said something else. But it was one of those things. So, again, isn't that on top of everything that else we've been talking about with this league, to have that rivalry?
But here's the thing, though. It's been there before.
It does matter. No, it does matter.
It does matter.
The
bright light is on it, and that's the issue.
Okay.
People saying because it happened before that it doesn't matter. It does matter. It's just that now we see it.
Exactly.
Now we see it. Okay.
Okay.
But that don't mean what happened didn't matter.
And no, it does not matter. I'm saying we're here now. Let me ask you this. You get to a party 2 hours after it's going on. Does it matter that 2 hours were going on before you got there? You're at the party. You're going to enjoy yourself. You got there late. Okay, but the party's still going on. That's why I say it doesn't matter at this point.
It hasn't happened.
I'm not saying
it has happened before.
So what do you do?
So you know,
do you keep that angst because it wasn't?
No, you don't keep an angst. It's not about having angst. No, no. It's just that it just that
you want to acknowledge
just started. It has been there, and now people see it.
Right. We agree on that. But I'm saying to
it's
you,
not like because it didn't happen. You want to acknowledge last week it. Because that's kind of the issue with folks that actually listen to this station. If it didn't happen before Michael Jordan, it didn't happen. We had somebody that worked with us that wanted to argue that Wilt Chamberlain's 100 never happened.
Well, that's true,
right? Okay, that's the whole thing. A regard for it. You can't go back and live in it, but have a regard for it. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
All right, point taken. My statement
have a regard for it.
Oh, Ms. Noel? I like to say there was football before the merger.
Hello.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you guys want, what kind of response you want.
No,
I explain what I meant and how it came out, but you sound like you have a bigger message you want to give to the folks who you. This is like something y'all want to say to, like you want to say to a number of people as opposed to just me.
Oh no, it's not to you. No.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, yes, right. It just came out. But I obviously pushed a button, and I was bringing up the rivalry, which was great on top of everything else that we've been saying about WNBA.
Yeah. This is one more thing. It's the extra cherry on top.
And then you brought up something that has been an issue with the people who've been following this league since its beginning. That's not what I was talking about. I'm saying we are here at the party now. Is that a bad thing? Meaning, figuratively speaking, people are at the party now.
We know that the party's been going on.
What Sam's saying is, like, there's an opportunity to go back and actually see how some of these things started. Because to me, like, that's like, I'm kind of doing the same thing in wrestling right now. I'm actually going back and looking at the history of how we got to where we are. And there's some fun and some value in that, too, because you actually get to see how we got to the landscape that we're in.
Right.
So that's all I think that Sam is saying. Like, there is value to how we got here. Not just the bright lights that is on.
I completely agree with that. Completely.
But, yeah, the rivalry with the Aces and the Liberty, and I think with the Aces being where they are, which is middle of the road with this MVP superstar, which is so weird to see in this league, I think it does lend some extra to this rivalry because the Liberty are a top-tier team, but they're not quite the Aces. So whenever they get a little edge on the Aces in these situations, it's just like one.
And they play rough. Thing,
right?
And they knocked Asia down. Like she got Kaylin Clark.
That's been going on a lot this season for Asia.
Again, this is the conversation that is going on now that people are at the party. Yeah. They're seeing
well,
this league
this season. That's been going on a lot for Asia
Absolutely.
This season.
And again, she being who she is, she going to take it. I mean, she's going to get it, she's going to receive it, and she's going to move on from it. I think the problem with Vegas going on right now. Hey, didn't they lose their point guard? They lost their I'm trying to think of her name. Oh, y'all just looking at me. From the point guard from Vegas. Oh, jeez.
No, she's not Plum.
You talking about Plum?
Yeah. Is she out for a while, or she been out since last year? She had an injury. She hasn't played much this season.
I know she played when they were here. She started, so Plum's been playing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just we don't know what it is this season. We don't know if it's a chemistry issue. I mean, the rookies have fit well on the team, so it's hard to really tell what it is with the Aces, honestly.
And that's what Becky Hammon was talking about defensively too.
Yeah, it's just hard to.
Well, back-to-back champions, the hunger is kind of gone, right?
Is it them?
And that's the interesting thing. You don't see it gone in Asia. You don't really see it gone on the floor, but it's not quite going in the direction that they're used to. I mean, maybe this is just their taste of adversity. I don't know.
Is it the 100 grand they were supposed to get? And whatever happened with that anyway?
What did happen with that WNBA investment?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Investigation.
You know what I mean?
Maybe it's still going on.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
That's still going on.
Yeah, you know. So that's another part of stuff to watch. But our team's playing today.
They do 3 o'clock, right? They are at 3 o'clock today. We are playing the Los Angeles Sparks, and we are sitting in the division right behind the Aces. So we're both kind of sitting at 500. We're a little below 500, and it looks like Coach Wright been tinkering with the starting lineup a bit, mm-hmm. tinkering with the minutes a bit, trying to get a spark going, trying to get something going. So I guess today will be a continuation of that. I'll tweet out the starting lineup once I get it. We'll see if Cheyenne Parkatias is back in it or not. And what the game plan is for today against the Los Angeles Sparks. We got two really hot rookies coming in here today. And Rika Jackson and Cameron Brink, and it should be a very interesting game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You going out there? You going to be there? Oh, she's busy.
Yeah, she's going out there.
I will be there.
I'm going out. I'll see you out there. I'm going out there, too.
Well, there you go. You know where I will contact you.
Fly out of here with sparks on.
All right, now.
We're just getting started on this Father's Day. It's a Sunday morning, June 16th. Thank you for letting us all be a part of your weekend mornings. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
The big payday. Got to get back. I need some get back. Payback. Payback.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Father's Day, Sunday morning, June the 16th. More James, Sam and Greg, and Noel. And I say to you, where is it at? I want to throw this out there. Where? I just lost my mind. Oh, on this day, we're going to be talking some NBA playoffs, but Today was the day of a little trade between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay.
1975, a bunch of players went back and forth, but there was this dude named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, just changed his name a few years earlier, and we know what happened. This during the week, and on a weekend, by the way, where that was my story of the week, this was a trade obviously orchestrated. No, he didn't have anything to do with that one. I was thinking I was going to give it to Jerry West, but he wasn't with the Lakers in 75. He was coaching, actually, at that point. Yep. He didn't come to like, 82. So he came there after they got rid of Westhead and Magic's first championship. So he got there. Pat Riley came in, took over for Westhead, and they won the second championship. And that's when so Riley got four with the Lakers, not five. The first one was Paul Westhead, correct?
Okay.
But anyway, it was I forgot the guy who was the
West
general
manager.
Was
West in the front office at the time?
Pardon?
Was West in the front office?
No. Well, he was a GM. Remember how that
yeah, right.
He
right.
was – Oh man, he hated the way he was depicted in that thing too.
Yeah, he did. He did not.
Man,
like that.
So but he wasn't a part of that trade, but he got Kobe, he got Shaq, he was instrumental
just
in
just about everything. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Showtime too.
Yeah,
Showtime Lakers, all that. So,
but then he moved around to some other teams and did some great things.
You got to know with Phil. Phil yeah. had and listen, I had forgotten about that, but listen, how you step to Jerry West, right? But then you think about it. Well, I've been dealing with Jerry Krause for the last decade. So, you know, he felt like he could, you know, stand his ground. And what happened was he actually pushed Jerry West out. And then Jerry, people forget about what he did with Memphis. Don't sleep on what he did for Memphis.
Absolutely.
And by the way,
absolutely,
all this conversation this year, I just want to say this before we get into the Braves stuff. All this conversation about what so-and-so will do with the Lakers and will he come back or what Denver will do. And all these teams out west, they talk about who are supposed to rise up like a phoenix. People forgetting about Memphis. And that dude named Morant is coming back next year.
Well, but he's going to miss out on
he
missed out on so much. He's supposed to be one of the stars of this Olympic team.
Exactly. Well,
and he's going to get to watch on TV
like
the rest of us.
Yes, he will. Give him all the more reason to have a chip on the shoulder for the NBA season. This is the watch
we
I'm going to have.
We hope it does.
Well, I don't care one way or the other. That's going to be my watch.
We hope it does.
This upcoming season.
Yeah.
Sam and Greg again, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Mr. Crenshaw. Well, actually, we should throw this out there again.
Okay, with what? Father and child combinations.
Yeah.
We throw them out through rubber, and you know, one we can throw out would be Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr.
We've talked to the old man. I got his number right over here.
Yeah.
You think he's up?
Oh, he ain't gonna answer the phone.
But
my thing about him is always, I remember when he was playing for the Braves here in the latter stages of his career.
Ken Griffey Sr. Okay.
And I remember in the locker room, you know, I'm talking to him in the clubhouse after a game once, and he started talking about his kid. And he said, I want to try to hang on long enough to play a season with my son. And so let me show, and he showed me a picture of him.
Right.
And he said, he's going to be so much better than I ever was.
He
and
said that to you?
Yeah. And okay. I was like, get out, man. Yeah, great. Ken Griffey's a bad man. And I'm like, wait a minute. You And he says, no, he's going to be so much better than I ever was. I'm like, get out. And sure enough. You know what I mean? And so what does Pops have over him? You know, well.
He got hardware.
Yeah, he got hardware. But I'm just saying that the numbers and the career and just and a different media age also, I think. We forget about that type thing. But his son kind of played in smaller markets.
That's why
where
he did
his
what
dad
he did.
Was,
yeah.
was in the big city. It was in Cincinnati and then in New York. But it was something to hear him say that. And we think about how many fathers – kids have trouble living up to their dads, but here's one, and also this is point guard out in Golden State, who kind of excelled over what his dad did, and his dad was a sharpshooter. I covered him when he was playing up in Charlotte. So we'll get into that as we go along this morning. Some sense of what we want to. You think of a father child sports combinations, and we talk about them. And you know what? Even not so much playing, but coaching, because we got one going for a championship today. As a football coach.
Okay.
In the UFL, Wade Phillips.
Wade Phillips
is coaching for a championship today. And, of course, his dad, Bum Phillips. So we got on Father's Day. How about that, right?
I'm going to give you one that folks are going to sleep on. I got two.
Okay.
There's the obvious one. And when we talk baseball, as we're about to, you know, it's funny that you mentioned Griffey's, but people kind of, you know, they don't want to have that Bonds name come out of their mouth. But you can't sleep on that.
You can't sleep on that.
You can't sleep on that.
Absolutely.
No
way.
But here's two. that people might not think of right off the top. Matthews.
Okay, yeah. Yep, yep. Absolutely.
That's one.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the Hulls.
Yep, yep. Absolutely.
I say the greatest father and son combo in NHL history, when you think about it.
Let me think on that for
a minute. Think about that one.
Let me think about that. Meanwhile, Braves win last night 9-2. You know what? I figured out, Greg, why this team is all of a sudden put together a win streak and the bats are going.
I know you said, yeah, and tell everybody.
And for people who followed the Braves down through the years, these going back to the Bobby Cox days, the teams of the 90s and early 2000s, is something about this time of year that would make this team just really, you know, take off. And it would be the next 2 months where they would just solidify the division. And I always said it was the heat. It was something about the heat showing up. You know,
and not a dry heat.
And not the stuff out in Phoenix. The oppressive heat that you can barely
exactly.
Feel like you're in an oven out there, which is going to feel like today. If you take Dad to the ballpark, you're going to bake him today.
I was going to say something, but I'm glad.
But you know, that's the thing. You know, Braves win 9-2, and the bats are going, and we've had to change the lineup around. We put Kelnick up at the leadoff spot.
Yeah, let's hope that.
We moved him over to center field with Michael Harris now out at least for 10 days. We get that hamstring strain. And this batting order is clicking. The bats are going right now. And so that's, you know, it's something great to see. Charlie Morton gets the win last night, goes 6 innings. Well, let's hear from Kelnick, who was big in last night's output for this team.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we have been in it last couple of weeks, but we're still staying positive and we're just continuing to get better each and every day. And I feel like the last couple of games we've come out of it a little bit, and it's definitely exciting because we're heading in the right direction.
Heading in the right direction.
It helps when you play in the team at the bottom of the East in the American League, as opposed to the team who's in second place, which was Baltimore before this.
Who Philadelphia is losing to this weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
We ain't paying attention. And what we always heard was that Philadelphia was getting fat off these bottom feeders, and now they're getting somebody who's looking them eyeball to eyeball, and it's not so much fun.
And what you call it was there getting booed, I heard. Kimbrel?
Really?
Craig Kimbrel? Yeah, he was getting it from Philly fans in Baltimore.
In Baltimore.
Yeah, they're giving it to him.
You know, so that's a little bit of a little beltway series there. But the Braves get the win. Then we got more from Kelnick about the lineup and how things have been adjusted.
Yeah, trying to treat it as like one at bat at a time. And that's kind of what I've been doing this whole year. And it allows me to just be present in the box, and it makes me not get too big and not too, let the lows get too low. It just makes me stay even keel and just try to, play chess against the pitcher.
You know, Greg, we wonder who would be good to go insert at the top of this batting order with Acuna out and now Harris out, and we debated on who to. This guy's name never kind of came up.
No, but that's what Brian Snitker's there for, because he knows his team better than us. And he sees the hustle. Coaches will always, I always remember this, coaches, regardless of the sport, and I use this analogy, but it sort of applies to all sports, they can recognize a gym rat. You know what I mean? And it's an indescribable trait, but they have it. There was a guy I've been watching the last couple of years only because there's Tigers games piped into my house on a regular basis.
Coming soon to a Truist Park near you.
Robbie Grossman
was
a player for them, and he's just a ball player. That is the best compliment. Having grown up playing this sport, you give somebody, you call him a ball player, you're a real ball player. That's the best compliment you can give him. And Robbie Grossman was like that. Jarrett Kelnick seems to be that.
Yeah,
I'm seeing this guy. He won't blow up the stats. He won't do the flashy stuff. He will just do what's needed. He's the glue that fills the voids. Hey, that's a pretty good one.
I like that.
Write
that one down.
Once in a while, I come up with
You want to save that?
Well, trademark that bad boy.
Ramon Laureano was called up to join the team. He's a veteran outfielder that came over from the Guardians and had been playing at AAA Gwinnett, and he got the start last night, went 1-for-4 in right. Now, nobody's saying he's going to be the permanent solution in right, but he's filling in out there right now. And, for last night, the last couple of days, last 3 days, his batting order has been working and has been producing runs. Good for Charlie Morton, who picked up the win last night. Let's hear what he has to say.
Well, I think it's
that's kind of who this team is. That's when the guys are themselves. That's kind of what they do. Like, it's like if you had a different lineup that was maybe built a different way, and yeah, it's nice to hit home runs, but it's better to see guys be themselves.
Just being themselves and driving in runs. Home runs by Ozuna, by Riley, by Kelnick and Olsen in last night's game. I mean, all came out, and great to see for a team that's had its struggles. And, you know, great to see him have it at home. But I think it's, like I said, it is the heat. And today, Hurston Winthrop will get his second major league start. He was the top draft pick last year for this Braves team. And he's going to go out and give it a shot again and see how he can do. Just like we said, just like I said he was going to do. I started to call you this week because when he started last week, you said, oh, he's going to go out. And I said, no, he's going to make it through the first time through the batting order. Second time through the batting order, they caught up with him.
Yeah.
You know, you're making it sound like guys are going to make adjustments in their first at-bats.
No, I didn't, man. You took it that way. I said he's going to make it.
They're going to make adjustments.
They will make adjustments. And he got tagged in the second time around. That's what I meant.
But he made it through the order the first time.
Okay.
We're fine. And the second time. So now he learns. Because he's learned some things.
Exactly. This is how it happens.
You know?
That's how I am. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Again, 404-726-0929. It is Father's Day. We are looking for sports fathers and childs, kids. something like that. That's a song, right? That's a mother and
fathers
child.
Fathers and offspring.
Yeah, there you go.
Know. So, I don't know. We got.
You ready?
It's not counting Kentucky Derby winners or anything like that, are we?
I mean, we'd be offspring of thoroughbreds.
You know whose offsprings really were disappointments with Secretariat.
Secretariat, yeah, I heard that.
Secretariat's offspring's kind of
like Pete Rose.
You know, you think
his son never did nothing. Pete Rose, all-time hit leader. Yeah. Where's Jordan's kid? You know what I mean? They grew up hungry.
Never tried to play at that level.
Yeah.
And then
he played all right. He had his own game.
We'll see because we're seeing that right now with LeBron James. What happened with LeBron?
Well, we'll see. Let's wait and see.
Right?
Let him make it past the finish line and get to the league. I got one for you before we go to break.
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
Because you mentioned other than players, the Beamers, Frank and Shane.
Okay.
Coaches. How you like that one, huh?
There we go.
That's a good one, huh?
All right. Which one do you have?
Give
us a call this
morning.
I got one before we go to break. One y'all probably haven't thought of. Dusty and Cody Rhodes.
Ooh.
See? Take us out, Noel.
How about that?
Take us out. No, we're going to shut up. You got to take us out. Now, you heard it enough. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Sam and Greg on 929 The Game. We shall be back with more after these messages.
When he says to me, how's my child? I said that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man father.
Sports Radio, 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. Sam and Greg with you on this Father's Day.
Yep.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day to all the dads and all the dads who fill in the gap and fill in the void. That's what this song is all about. A man who stepped in.
Like us.
And, you know, absolutely.
I say this, you don't really jump on this bandwagon, but I just say it anyway. We parent with one hand tied behind our back. Because we can't straighten them out the way, you know, the blood fathers do.
Yeah.
So we can only walk up a little. You know, so we do it the hard way.
Yep.
I'm justifying it.
But that's what that song is all about.
Yes, yes.
Happy Father's Day to the dad.
And I got me a little something from it was a kind of a dual thing last night because Kyle got back. His birthday is the 11th, but he took his lady down to Clearwater, so they were gone for his birthday.
Okay.
See, his funny thing is his birthday is the opening scene of Goodfellas. You know, when they're driving, and they're in the car, and it says June 11th, 1970.
Okay. Oh,
it's his birthday. Like, my birthday is actually in the beginning of The Untouchables, your movie.
Oh.
When she flips the calendar to make his meal, it's September 14th. And then she folds his little carrots up in there and gives them to him. Nice to be married, right? I watched that the other day, man.
Yep.
I ain't seen that, man. I think of you every time I see that.
That's a great movie, man.
Just remember what we talked about here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Before we get to this Atlanta United, I got a couple more father and childs. These are happen to be all sons. You ready for this? Because we're going off the beaten path, but it's in the sports world.
Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
George and Hal Steinbrenner.
Okay. Yeah, we have that one. We have that.
This is one that shouldn't have slipped through the cracks here on this show, but I'll do it anyway. Harry, Skip, and Chip.
How about that?
All right.
Yep.
Those three. Harry's. And I'll finish with this one, Marty and Tom Brenneman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are all the announcers.
Very much.
An owner and a couple of announcers.
With Jack and Joe.
Exactly.
Buck.
There you go.
Yeah,
I forgot about Rick and Brent Berry.
Yeah.
That dude won a slam dunk contest. You believe that? Brent Berry won. Who was hurt that year?
No.
Come on. Now, you know that.
Sometimes you have to just.
You got to ask yourself.
Sometimes you time that right.
Exactly. And the timing award should go to we all know, our guy here in Atlanta.
Spud Webb.
Spud Webb took full advantage of Jordan's foot injury and won that slam dunk contest.
Beat out Neek.
Pardon?
I said beat out Neek.
Yeah, he did. In his hometown, too. That was the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Did it in Dallas. Anybody heard of Spud? What's up with Spud these days?
He's out in Texas.
You don't ever come back to Atlanta for
different Every stuff? Now and then. Every now and then. Every now and then you see him pop back in town. But he's out in Texas.
And I'm, you know what?
I think he's playing a lot of golf.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay. Good for him.
I'm going to throw the Hurley brothers out there since Dan was a...
I was thinking about that for coaching.
And because of their dad.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, because of their dad.
The great coach.
Hmm. All right. Well, let's get into this. It's not as bad as it's been, but it's still kind of like kissing your sister when we talk about Atlanta United here.
Well, when you think about the fact that you were holding on. You had a lead. You're playing at home. You're back. You got your interim coach in. You got a number of your regulars who are playing still out for international play. And you're having to throw some young guys in there to just, and they're getting it done.
Yeah.
They're getting it done, and things fall off there. But anyway, we've had a difficulty hearing, having Mike Conti celebrate a goal. Can we at least just hear him, call a goal?
Get excited. We just want to hear Mike Conti excited.
Yes.
And by the way, wait, happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
We got to give Mike a happy birthday, too.
Happy birthday, too, this week. Fantastic. Can we have a call? Can we get to hear his melodious tones?
Kick this down the middle for Rios in a 1v1 with Mikael. And Mikael gets it, but then Rios steals it away. Rios now dribbling in on goal. 1v3. Rios has it knocked away from him. Gets it back. Backheel now to Brennan. Brennan's cross. Almada shot. Save. Rebound. Score! Daniel Rios! Atlanta United finds the equalizer. In the 25th minute, persistence pays off.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it did.
Yes, it did. Persistence paid off, and they got a goal. That was remarkable. Crowd loving it. People into it last night. It was great. You just don't hold on. And so, Coach Rob Valentino, the interim coach, was sharing some thoughts after the game. Do we have any of them ready yet? You let me know, Noel, when you have one. You got one? Let's hear from Coach. Okay. He's going to work.
It's a little gremlin in the system. No, it's Father's Day.
Just a minute. We're going to get to hear from him. Because
it happens.
We know how he did when he was interim before. And, we'll see if he can get things going. This team really wants to play for him and really wants to win for him and get some things turned around. And they're on the way to doing that. Throw some younger players out there. And they kind of, it's about being ready when your numbers call.
But there's also something to be said for new energy.
True. That's also true.
And we see it all the time. So you got some new energy. Noel, by the way, I'm just rambling here, so whenever you got it, just start it. But when you get some new energy in the building, in the locker room, there's a noticeable difference in how these guys approach how they go about doing it. Again, we don't know, and we never will know, what the mindset was as far as player to coach. When Panetta was there. We just don't know. And we can ask Jason until we're blue in the face. I don't know that he knows. Or if he is, he's keeping his mouth shut about it, and he should.
I listened afterwards, the post game here on Sports Radio 99, the game last night, and a lot of talk was about the younger players coming in and how some of the younger ones had been kind of vocal in the locker room. And you say, you got these guys, these veterans who've been around. Well, who are these kids going to come tell us? But like you said, sometimes you need the energy there. Mm-hmm. But the passion of the kids, not just the young players, not just content to sit back and say, okay, we're just going to follow along with what you guys
do.
We we're seeing some things. Let's assert ourselves. And when we get our opportunities, we'll go out here and we'll show you and try to get some things turned around with this team. I'm anxious to see what happens. They got a road trip coming up. that's always kind of good for a reset when you get everybody back together and see what that does for the team.
And what you're talking about is Wednesday night. They're going to take on D.C. That pre-kick is at 6:30. Kick at 7:30 if you can't get in front of a TV. We got it for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're still working on it. We're going to get you covered this week, too. We got Atlanta United. We got WNBA, Dream versus Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be down the street around the corner.
Yes.
Not their usual spot.
Not be at the usual spot.
They're playing the big room in Vegas.
They got to be going to be playing out of State Farm Arena. This game has been moved, as people may know, because of the interest in the game, interest in the player that's coming to play, and Caitlin Clark and Indiana Fever. Dream went up that way and played them this week. And lost that game. Caitlin didn't have a big game against. She only scored like 7 points. But you know what? She's figuring out some stuff. She's figuring out some things, ways to help the team, even if it's not the scoring. So you look at her stat column. She's got 2 block shots. She's got, she's got rebounds.
She got a number of assists.
And so she's figuring out to do some things. And today, she's playing Chicago. And I think that's a rival people are going to watch because is her against Angel Reese.
Yeah.
And that's what people saw during the college. Angel's got some special shoes she's going to wear that are themed from the Joker from Batman. It's like, if y'all want me to be this villain, doggone it, I'm going. Like you always say about different sports, it helps when somebody wears a black hat. And she knows that. She knows between the two of them, they're good. But the public perception, whatever. And once again, it goes back to what we saw years ago in the NBA with Bird and Magic.
Right.
We thought that was something that them dudes were cool with each other. They went out and signed signed a Converse contract together. Did Converse.
Yeah, nothing got crazy between them until Dennis Rodman and the Pistons stepped in.
Yeah,
said he ain't, and then filled in the blank. Then they had to go have a whole news conference with that. But no, you're absolutely right, and that's the look. We started off the show talking about a rivalry that had nothing to do with these two teams. And it's actually having to do with the best teams,
right?
With the Aces and the Liberty. But yet you got this component going on in the middle of the country for obvious reasons. And the funny thing is, it ain't that far away from where Bird and Magic were when they came out. You're talking about Indiana,
right?
And Magic was right around, he was just on the other side of Lake Michigan,
right,
as far as Chicago.
Right. So you're talking about Indianapolis and Chicago.
Yeah.
How far away is that?
That's a 2-3 hour drive.
3 hour drive.
Yeah, you got to go over down around the lake and then shoot down 65.
Okay.
So you
sound like you've done that a few times.
I have. When I hit Indianapolis is the equivalent to me from when I'm coming up from Florida, I hit Macon. And I know I'm like, when I go around Macon, I take 475 and I get around Macon. I'm like home free.
The folks in Indianapolis want to be, you making them be Macon?
They need something. There ain't much to look at in Indiana. There really isn't. And you got them windmills and all that stuff. And you pass by Seymour and go, oh, yeah, John Mellencamp lived over there. And then you get to Indiana. Oh, Letterman. Remember that thing he did for years? He tried to get the connector is or the perimeter is for Indianapolis, get it renamed the Dave.
We'll hear something about that, right?
He talked about his hometown for so long, and then he says, you know what? We're going to start a campaign. And he literally got elected officials. He tried his best to get that perimeter named the Dave. Going through Indianapolis, get on the Dave. Take it up to whatever street and get off.
Wow.
It looks like 285. If you were to name 285, rename it for somebody here in Atlanta, who would it go?
Oh, man.
That's an actual question. If it came up and Georgia decided to give a name to 285.
And you got names on different sections of it.
No, you're going to name. You're going to get on the boom, and that would be 285. Everybody would know it. What would you name it? Or who would you name it after?
I don't know. Something frustrating, though. Because it's never done. There's always a part of it that's being worked on.
Oh, that's every big city.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the old joke about
highways are either inadequate or under construction.
That's true.
All big cities.
Yeah.
So they're doing. I remember when this place was crazy. They were getting ready for the Super Bowl. Then it was the Olympics. Then it was this event and that event. But it continues to grow, and we continue to talk about it.
You try to add lanes.
Yeah, you keep adding them.
You got lanes on top of lanes up in Cobb. They said, "What are y'all going to do? We going to stack them up here?" Two or three levels,
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Father's Day, we are looking for famous, what'd you say, family combinations with the father. So it could be father and son, father and daughter, father, maybe granddaddy and grandson.
You count your good granddads?
Well, I'm thinking, the only one I was thinking, I was trying to think of one in, with, you know, up Chicago way, and Kessinger, Don Kessinger's got a grandson who's playing now. I forgot what team he plays for.
Okay.
But that's one.
Or just like Carl Yastrzemski.
There you go, Yastrzemski, his grandson's playing. Oh, Biggio, them dudes all in Toronto. They're like Cecil Fielder's kid.
Yep.
You got Biggio, his kid.
Is Bichette's kid
is up there. Yeah. So yeah,
you got Bichette's son still up there. Yeah.
So we want to know.
One in this NBA final. We got Hardaway.
Yeah. Well, that dude better show up.
Well, you got Horford too.
You got Horford too as well. Yeah.
We go. I said something nice about Horford.
There we go. That takes a lot.
Said something nice about Alan Tito. So there you go.
Mr. Crenshaw, did you see the movie Psycho?
Yes.
It premiered on this day.
Wow.
I saw that one once. The remake, I wasn't figuring to Clearwater, so they were gone for his birthday.
Okay.
See, his funny thing is, his birthday is the opening scene of Goodfellas. You know, when they're driving, the foot opening, and they're in a car, and it says June 11th, 1970.
Okay. Oh,
it's his birthday. Like, my birthday is actually in the beginning of The Untouchables, your movie.
Oh.
When she flips the calendar to make his meal, it's September 14th. And then she folds his little carrots up in there and gives them to him. Nice to be married, right? I watched that the other day, man.
Yep.
I ain't seen that, man. I think of you every time I see that.
That's a great movie, man.
Just remember what we talked about here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Before we get to this Atlanta United, I got a couple more father and childs. These are happen to be all sons. You ready for this? Because we're going off the beaten path, but it's in the sports world.
Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
George and Hal Steinbrenner.
Okay. Yeah, we have that one. We have that.
This is one that shouldn't have slipped through the cracks here on this show, but I'll do it anyway. Harry, Skip, and Chip.
How about that?
All right.
Yep.
Those three.
Carries.
And I'll finish with this one, Marty and Tom Brenneman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are all the announcers.
Very much.
An owner and a couple announcers.
With Jack and Joe.
Exactly. And there you go.
Yeah.
I forgot about Rick and Brent Berry.
Yeah.
That dude won a slam dunk contest. You believe that? Brent Berry won. Who was hurt that year? Come on. Now, you know that.
Sometimes you have to just.
You got to ask yourself.
Sometimes you time that right.
Exactly. And the timing award should go to we all know, our guy here in Atlanta.
Spud Webb.
Spud Webb took full advantage of Jordan's foot injury and won that slam dunk contest.
Beat out Neek.
Pardon?
I said beat out Neek.
Yeah, he did. In his hometown, too. That was the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Did it in Dallas. Anybody heard of Spud? What's up with Spud these days?
He's out in Texas.
He don't ever come back to Atlanta for
every now and then. Every now and then, you see him pop back in town. But he's out in Texas.
And I think
he's playing a lot of golf.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I'm gonna throw the Hurley brothers out there since Dan was a.
I was thinking about that for coaching.
And because of their dad.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, because of their dad.
The great coach.
Hmm. All right, well, let's get into this. It's not as bad as it's been, but it's still kind of like kissing your sister when we talk about Atlanta United here.
Well, when you think about the fact that you are holding on, you had a lead, you're playing at home, you're back, you got your interim coach in, you got a number of your regulars who are playing still out for international play, and you're having to throw some young guys in there to they're getting it done.
Yeah.
They're getting it done, and things fall off there. But anyway, we've had a difficulty hearing, having Mike Conti celebrate a goal. Can we at least just hear him, call a goal?
Get excited. We just want to hear Mike Conti excited.
Yes.
And by the way, wait, happy birthday.
Happy belated
birthday. We got to give Mike a happy birthday, too.
Happy birthday, too, this week. Fantastic. Can we have a call? Can we get to hear his melodious tones?
Kick this down the middle for Rios in a 1v1 with Mikael. And Mikael gets it, but the Rios steals it away. Rios now dribbling in on goal. 1v3. Rios has it knocked away from him. Gets it back. Backheel now to Brennan. Brennan's cross. Almada's shot. Save. Rebound. Score! Daniel Rios! Atlanta United finds the equalizer in the 25th minute. Persistence pays off.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it did.
Yes, it did. Persistence paid off, and they got a goal. That was remarkable. Crowd loving it. People into it last night. It was great. You just don't hold on. And so, you know, Coach Rob Valentino, the interim coach, was sharing some thoughts after the game. Do we have any of them ready yet? You let me know, Noel, when you have one. You got one? Let's hear from Coach. Okay. He's going to work.
It's a little gremlin in the system. No, it's Father's Day.
Just a minute. We're going to get to hear from him. Because
well, that happens.
We know how he did when he was interim before. And, you know, we'll see if he can get things going. This team really wants to play for him and really wants to win for him and get some things turned around. And they're on the way to doing that. Throw some younger players out there. And they kind of, you know what? It's about being ready when your numbers call.
That,
and I think that's
But there's also something to be said for new energy.
It's true. That's also true.
That's all. And we see it all the time. So you got some new energy. Noel, by the way, I'm just rambling here, so whenever you got it, just start it. But when you get some new energy in the building, in the locker room, there's a noticeable difference in how these guys approach how they go about doing it. Again, we don't know, and we never will know, what the mindset was as far as player to coach when Panetta was there. We just don't know. And we can ask Jason until we're blue in the face. I don't know that he knows. Or if he is, he's keeping his mouth shut about it, and he should.
I listened afterwards, you know, the post game here on Sports Radio 99, the game last night, and a lot of talk was about the younger players coming in and how some of the younger ones had been kind of vocal in the locker room. And you say, you got these guys, these veterans who've been around. Well, who are these kids going to come tell us? But like you said, sometimes you need the energy there. Mm-hmm. But the passion of the kids, not just the young players, not just content to sit back and say, okay, we're just going to follow along with what you guys
do.
We we're seeing some things. Let's assert ourselves. And when we get our opportunities, we go out here and we'll show you and try to get some things turned around with this team. I'm anxious to see what happens. They got a road trip coming up. That's always kind of good for a reset when you get everybody back together. And see what that does for the team.
And what you're talking about is Wednesday night. They're going to take on D.C. That pre-kick is at 6:30. Kick at 7:30 if you can't get in front of a TV. We got it for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're still working on it. We're going to get you covered this week, too. We got Atlanta United. We got WNBA, Dream versus Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be down the street, round the corner.
Yes.
Not their usual spot.
Not be the usual spot.
They're playing the big room in Vegas.
They got to be going to be playing out of State Farm Arena. This game has been moved, as people may know, because of the interest in the game, interest in the player that's coming to play, and Caitlin Clark and Indiana Fever. Dream went up that way and played them this week. And lost that game. Caitlin didn't have a big game against. She only scored like 7 points. But you know what? She's figuring out some stuff. She's figuring out some things, ways to help the team, even if it's not the scoring. So you look at her stat column. She's got 2 blocked shots. She's got, you know, she's got rebounds.
She got a number of assists.
Right. You know what I mean? And so she's figuring out to do some things. And today, she's playing Chicago. And I think that's a rivalry people are going to watch because it's her against Angel Reese.
Yeah.
And that's what people saw during the college. Angel's got some special shoes she's going to wear that are themed from the Joker from Batman. It's like, if y'all want me to be this villain, doggone it, I'm going, like you always say about different sports, it helps when somebody wears a black hat. And she knows that. She knows between the two of them, they're good. Between the two of them, they're good. But the public perception, you know, whatever. And once again, it goes back to what we saw years ago in the NBA with Bird and Magic.
Right.
We thought that was something that them dudes were cool with each other. They went out and signed a Converse contract together. Did Converse.
Yeah, nothing got crazy between them until Dennis Rodman and the Pistons stepped in.
Yeah.
He said, he ain't, you know, and then filled in the blank. Then they had to go have a whole news conference with that. But, no, you're absolutely right. And that's the look, we started off the show talking about a rivalry that had nothing to do with these two teams. And it's actually having to do with the best teams.
Yeah.
Right. With the Aces and the Liberty. But yet you got this component going on in the middle of the country for obvious reasons. And the funny thing is, it ain't that far away from where Bird and Magic were when they came out. You're talking about Indiana.
Yep.
And Magic was right around Michigan. He was just on the other side of Lake Michigan.
Right.
You know,
right,
as far as Chicago.
Right. But, so you're talking about Indianapolis and Chicago.
Yeah.
How far away is that?
That's a 2-3 hour drive.
3 hour drive.
Yeah, you got to go over down around the lake and then shoot down 65.
Okay.
So it's kind of
you sound like you've done that a few times.
I have. When I hit Indianapolis, is the equivalent to me from when I'm coming up from Florida. I hit Macon. And I know I'm like when I go around Macon, I take 475 and I get around Macon. I know it, I'm like home
folks
free.
Do the folks in Indianapolis want to be you making them be Macon?
They need something. There ain't much between. There ain't much to look at in Indiana. There really isn't. And you got them windmills and all that stuff. And you pass by Seymour and go, oh yeah, John Mellencamp lived over there. Then you get to Indiana. Oh, Letterman. You know, remember that thing he did for years? He tried to get the two whatever the connector is or the perimeter is for Indianapolis, get it renamed the Dave.
Hear something about that, right?
He did. He talked about his hometown for so long, and then he says, "You know what? We're going to start a campaign." And he literally got elected officials. He tried his best to get that perimeter named the Dave. Going through Indianapolis, get on the Dave. Take it up to whatever street. Get off.
Wow.
It's like 285. If you were to name 285, rename it for somebody here in Atlanta, who would it go?
Oh man.
That's an actual question. If it came up and Georgia decided to give a name to 285?
And you got names on different sections of it.
No, you're going to name something. Sections. You're going to get on the boom, and that would be 285. Everybody would know it. What would you name it? Or who would you name it after?
I don't know. Something frustrating, though. Because it's never done. It's always a part of it that's being worked on.
Oh, that's every big city.
Yeah, but I mean, it's
the old joke about
never done.
Highways are either inadequate or under construction.
It's
that's
true.
All big cities.
Yeah.
So they're doing. I remember when this place was crazy. They were getting ready for the Super Bowl. Then it was the Olympics. Then it was this event and that event. But this it continues to grow, and we continue to talk about it.
You try to add
Marta.
Lanes.
Yeah, you keep adding them.
You got lanes on top of lanes up in Cobb. They said, "What are y'all going to do? We going to stack them up here." Two or three levels, you know.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Father's Day, we are looking for famous, what'd you say, family combinations with the father. So it could be father and son, father and daughter, father, maybe granddaddy and grandson.
You counting your good granddads?
Well, I'm thinking, the only one I was thinking, I was trying to think of one up Chicago way, and Don Kessinger's got a grandson who's playing now. I forgot what team he plays for.
Okay.
But that's one.
Or just like Carl Yastrzemski.
There you go, Yastrzemski. His grandson's playing. Oh, Biggio. Them dudes all in Toronto. They're like Cecil Fielder's kid.
Yep.
You got Biggio, his kid.
Is Bichette's kid's
up there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dante Bichette's son still up there. Hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So we want to know.
I got one in this NBA final. We got Hardaway.
Yeah. Well, that dude better show up.
You got Horford, too.
You got Horford, too, as well. Yeah. There we go.
I said something nice about Horford. There you go.
There we go. That takes a lot.
Said something nice about Alan Tito. So there you go.
Mr. Crenshaw, did you see the movie Psycho?
Yes.
It premiered on this day.
Wow.
I saw that one once. The remake, I wasn't feeling.
No.
And Haitian, was it?
I can see his face, but I can't think of
Vince
his
Vaughn.
Name. Yep, Vince
Did
Vaughn.
Did you know he got a thing with his thumb? If you look at his, I think it's his left thumb, there's something up with it. And he always tries to hide it. And somebody once described it to me, it looked like it got caught in a vice grip. Mm. So he's there's people who have little affectations with their body, and they're actors, and they keep it in it, as opposed to Aaron Neville, who just lets you look at it. You know, it's out there. You can't do anything with it. But Vince Vaughn apparently has got some kind of thumb thing. And so when you watch his movies, go back and check out his left thumb. And I think it's flat. Something like that. Yeah, it's really something.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those. That's one of those things you probably didn't want to hear on a Sunday morning. Listen, moving into the 7 o'clock hour, we have got NHL playoffs going on. Bad Bob showed up last night. We're going to talk about that. Going to venture into Noel's world. And also want to hear about your father, son, daughter, whatever combinations in the sports world on this Father's Day. Again, want to thank you for letting Sam and I and Noel be a part of your weekend mornings. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.